Welcome to Private Conversations with Denzel Baxter, and this is Season 2, Episode 10, Ending Long-Term Friendships Part 2, / Be Thankful. Hey guys, how you doing? What's been going on? Thanksgiving's coming up. What are you guys thankful for? I think this Thanksgiving is going to be a real interesting one. I'll be 30 in 2 months, I think. So that's exciting. I haven't recorded in a while because I've been going through so much. I've moved into a new place and I've had some ups and downs. So I kind of decided that I'm not going to talk about like the issues I was having last year with like alcohol and stuff. I mean, I feel like I've talked about it enough and it's kind of redundant at this point. So it's like, yeah, I don't want to be like an advocate for addiction at all. I want to be an advocate for like Black LGBTQ plus people. Like, I don't really want to. I just needed to vent, I feel like, last year. And that's just what the fuck I did. And it worked. And I really hope that those episodes really help somebody in the long run. But it's kind of time to move on from that. And we just talk about the task at hand. So today we're talking about ending long-term friendships part two. And I wanted to add a part two because I feel like the friend I was talking about on the last one is still talking shit about me, which I don't care, but I wanted to go more into about like the aftermath and why it kind of like happens. So I think that'll be really interesting today to talk about. I feel like sometimes you become so codependent on somebody that it's almost like a relationship. And it's really just time to end it because it's so toxic. And, you know, the person, it just isn't as loyal as you think that they are. And I know for me, I think I was in a dark place from the time I met that person. I think I was in a dark place and I just needed a friend and I needed somebody to listen and hear me. And I had so many fantasies and creativeness in me and I didn't have anybody to share it with. So I just picked somebody who seemed like they would listen. But those Aries, they are some interesting people. But it was hard in the beginning, I will say that, because you spend so much time with somebody and you do this and you do that and you do this and you do that. But over time, it just becomes this evolution or like this ever-ending cycle of bullshit that comes your way. And you get so fucking tired of it. And I'm really just speaking broad. It's not even just about one person. It's about having to end anything, you know, any relationship that's toxic. But you just get tired of the constant secret bullying and wow, there's so much I could say, but I wanted to speak on this podcast specifically because it was about, you know, the / part about being thankful was about being thankful about where I am now, even though there are still struggles in between where I am now and where I want to be, where I will be. And I've really been through so much since that last podcast, since February. I mean, it's been insane. Like, where do I even go? Like, I'm not famous yet, so I can't expose too much because I'm not gonna make no money off this. But it's been a very interesting ride, to say the least. Sometimes you have to end the friendship because it's too toxic. Sometimes you have to end the friendship because you just met the person. Sometimes you have to end the friendship because you just have to fucking end it and you don't want to be around that person. For me, this episode is really like a recap of what I went through the last time. I didn't really listen to it this last time because it's probably too painful, because I was really ass-kissing is what I was. Because I'll never, like, you know, completely just devour this person because they don't deserve it. Nobody deserves that, you know. I'm not that type of person, you know. If you spent decades in my life, I'm not going to just badmouth you. I'm going to tell the truth, you know. Now, if I write a book, I can't promise nothing. But as far as this podcast, you know. But I was watching a podcast with Julia Fox, and she was saying, you know, she's been in friendships where it felt like relationships, and it was so like me and you against the world, and or I get a boyfriend, or you get a boyfriend, and then it's just like, oh, what the fuck? And it's like, oh, you spend more time. But this particular person didn't really have issues with that. Like, she knew how to split the time between all her men, everybody in her life. So that was, it was never an issue. But in the meantime, everybody needs to get their money together, start learning how to invest for sure. A lot of us millennials, we're about to turn 30 next year, which I've accepted, but I'm still upset. You know, I'll probably do a birthday dinner. I really should do a over-the-top Airbnb and at a fucking mansion, but I'm not, because fuck that shit. It is what it is. I'll be 30. I'll have something. I could have something in my apartment. My apartments are bougie as fuck. So I could do something here and just call it a fucking day. Because life is life. But life is still beautiful, and life is what you make it. And it's always good to keep an open mind. Always keep an open mind. Try not to judge people, especially if you haven't been through it. Because you just never know how hard something can be for people. You never know. I feel like there's not really much more to say when it comes to ending long-term friendships. I mean, you see the bullshit, you deal with it, you check it. You check it for 10 years, 12 years, 14 years, and then you cut the person off. So I don't really see too much to talk about it more. I mean, we could go to like psychology and why people do what they do and how long things last and etc. But you get strong and you finally have a voice and you be like, fuck that shit. And you don't give a fuck about what the repercussions, because they ain't gonna be shit no way. But, you know, the bullshit, the passive aggressive threats, you don't give a fuck. So I feel like going into 2024, God damn. It's just about owning shit. And if I see fake op shit, it's a wrap. You know, you might get a high and buy, but that's about it. And I'm doing things differently now. I'm going to start a different podcast, actually. Probably soon. I don't know. I might keep this one up, but I don't want to do the who you want to go to bed with and even song of the day. I just want to probably do like who inspired you for the week. But to backtrack, I feel like when you know better, you do better. And that's just law. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. So, who inspired me for the week? No fucking body. I don't think anybody inspired me for the week. If I could inspire anybody for the week, I can't really say that name because she's deceased and that bitch is crazy and dead and she was kind of an op. So if I could pick anybody, I always hate to pick myself because I'm always on the up and up. I'm on the up and down, up and down, up and down. Let's see, who inspired me for the week? Who inspired me for the week? Virginia Madsen. That's who inspired me for the week. Yeah. So I would like to end this podcast out with two poems, one from me and one from Megan Fox, called Pretty Boys Are Poisonous. And pretty boys are very, 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 very poisonous. I could go into detail about that for years, but I did a podcast on that one. And yeah, it was called Lost, Hurt, and something. I forgot the name, but y'all can look that one up. Yeah, pretty boys are very poisonous. And some are healed and are the shit, but the majority, yeah. And we use our looks to get what we want. And I don't even consider myself a pretty boy, but apparently it's made me a lot of money. So that's how that goes. But I'm going to entitle this poem, Be Thankful. Be thankful that God gave you grace. Be thankful that you live on your own. Be thankful that you got yourself together. Be thankful that even though you may have backtracked, you still know what you want and you're motivated. Be thankful for your family, your mom, your dad, whether dead or alive. Be thankful that somebody can hold you. And if you can't hold you, your pillow can. Be thankful for love. Be thankful for lust. Be thankful for that cock that went down your throat yesterday. Be thankful that you didn't gag and throw up. Be thankful that you took that plan B. Be thankful that God loves you. God loves you. And He loves me. This I know. So I'm going to open up a random page from this poem book because I thought it was a biography, but apparently it's just a bunch of fucking poems. I'm gonna look through this shit. Okay, I'm gonna read it. This is by Megan Fox. Pretty Boys Are Prisoners. And y'all know who Megan Fox is. Transformers. Teenage drama queen. I don't have to indulge. This bitch is dark. I prefer the agonizing psychological abuse. I'm gonna start that over. I prefer the agonizing psychological abuse of this trauma bond to the prosaic tedium of a regular life. Just please don't actually kill me, because then it will be over and I'm addicted to suffering.
Wow. This bitch is the wow.
Wow. I'm not going to say too much on this podcast, and I'm going to end this shit soon. I quit, but wow. I hate when bitches can relate to me. I hate that shit. Wow. Wow. Fuck her. Oh, fuck her for this. Oh, God. I'm crying and everything. And I like to be authentic, so I'm a post it. Oh, shit. Wow. She's wrong for that one. Wow. I go to bed with a fireable angelic boy, and I wake up next to an irritable, stubborn brat. I go to bed with an affable angelic boy, and I wake up next to an irritable, stubborn brat. What happened in those hours while you were sleeping? To what tormented lifetimes do your dreams take you, where you become too lost? Where you become so lost to us, you stumble through our life in an indulgent haze. Your ego wearing thin ever so often as to reveal a purse and delicate connection. Pure and delicate connection. But moments later, our love becomes misplaced in a lightning storm of alcohol and self-loathing. I know that too well. You'll never understand how painful it is to always have to wonder who I'm giving my heart to today. Wow. Megan, how dare you? How dare you? You done made me cry on my own motherfucking podcast. How dare you? But thank you, because it's true. And you'll lose yourself in love anyway, in every type of way. And she shared it because deep down, it was a way to make some money, of course. But she knew that shit would resonate, because I'm on this motherfucker crying. I'm gonna read one more. When beautiful boys turn into evil things, you will find that Bibles and silver bullets will fail you eventually. You will stop running. You will stop fighting. You will collapse into a pathetic little heap on the floor. And as the ashes from the hand-rolled cigarette that dangles from his perfect Cupid's bow lips fall into your eyes, you will let him feast on your tears and your self-esteem. And when he walks away with your soul in his mouth, you will pray for death. But instead, you will live forever as the monsters be turned you into. We do what we can and we clock out. Good night and good luck. And I'm not afraid to be vulnerable. And fuck every one of you who judge me. Look it up.